It is the protected site, which is used as case for the colored village of Saint-Gervaisy, settled at the bottom of a volcanic plateau called Chaux. The houses are set up on both sides of the river called Volave, between two historic buildings. The oldest is the church. It may have served as anchor point to a village. Then the construction of the castle in a separated site from the 13th century seems to have facilitated the elongation of the village to the south. The church Saint-Gervais is a construction of the 15th century that leans on a Romanic base, as we can see when looking at the columns and the capital dated to the 12th century. It shelters a statue of the Virgin with a child called In Majesty. It is one of the most beautiful examples of the Marian iconography as it developed in Auvergne during the Romanic period. The Virgin in a seated position embodies the Church. She presents in a solemn and protective attitude Christ as a child and blessing with a man's face. Originally, these wooden statues were painted in the medieval colors of the Virgin, blue and red, or they were covered with patches of set metal. The later transformation of some virgins in black comes in a very complex context that gave place to numerous debates. Today, we seem to admit that the worship of the Black Virgin begins in the 15th century, period when the hope to reconquer the Holy Land comes with an evolution of the popular worship. Outside, observe the hall that connects the church with a house, a situation that explains its separation in two by a wall. It served, among others, the gate of the church. The facade of the house shows bays of the 18th century in fretted support and keystone decorated with scallops. It is prolonged by two horns decoration that is the characteristic of the Lambron region. Somewhere else in the village, as you progress towards the castle, you will observe that the house's colored tint rests on use of ray clay rocks colored by iron oxides. Also, in the course of the alleys, track down the entrances of cellars and dovecotes, which are traditional appendices of the wine grower house. In the 13th century, the powerful lords of Mercœur authorized their vassals, the lords of Saint-Gervaisy, to build a castle, which will undergo a number of modifications between the 16th and the 18th centuries. Before being shared between diverse owners, the castle was neglected, then finally protected. According to a tight square plan, it is built on a small cape. This plan is close to the Philippian model, spread in Auvergne after Philippe Auguste's intervention in 1212. In the southwest angle rises the 20 meters high chief tower. Its summit is crowned with crenellations, and with fortification drilled of long archères, which are openings in a wall. On the inner courtyard opens a central part, added in the 17th century, with gallery and staircase with balusters.